federal employees likely numbering more than 1,000 line the sidewalks in the LaSalle Notre Dame area near the Canada Revenue Agency building in Sudbury on Wednesday morning. This after negotiations between Canada's largest federal public service union and the government failed to produce an agreement by a Tuesday evening deadline, the Canadian Press reports. A late Tuesday news release from the Treasury Board of Canada Secretariat says the government and the Public Service Alliance of Canada are still at odds when it comes to key contract issues for both sides. The bargaining groups involve some 155,000 federal public servants, including 35,000 Canada Revenue Agency workers. Picket lines were expected to be set up Wednesday at some 250-plus locations across the country. Among those on the picket lines in Sudbury on April 19 was Kyle Ferrand, first vice president of PSAC Local 00042. Ferrand said his local has 2,800 members who would be at the picket line, the only one in Sudbury, over the course of Wednesday. He said another local representing Federal Service Canada workers is also on the picket line in Sudbury, although he wasn't sure of their membership. He said there are people who are working in the Canada Revenue Agency building in Sudbury who are not on strike, so checkpoints had been set up for entry to the complex. If people are driving by, we appreciate the honks and the waves, Ferrand said. Certainly we appreciate everyone's support. He said the union is looking for a workplace, free from discrimination, a remote work policy that makes sense, and a pay increase that addresses the skyrocketing cost of living. You know, we do deliver valuable services that Canadians need. This strike is about protecting the quality of those services, and stopping expensive privatization. Our bills can't wait. Our families can't wait. And now we're going to show the government that workers can't wait. That's why we're taking action. PSAC National President Chris Aylward said during a brief news conference in Ottawa on Tuesday night that despite the strike, union officials are still hopeful and the goal is to get a tentative agreement, the Canadian Press reports. Treasury Board President Mona Fortier said Wednesday morning that she's hoping some progress can be made in negotiations today. I am convinced that we can, Fortier said. Fortier wouldn't weigh in on the possibility of back-to-work legislation. Wage increases have been top of mind at the table, with the union pushing for annual raises of 4.5% over the next 3 years. It says the increases are necessary to keep pace with inflation and the cost of living. The Treasury Board says it has offered the union a 9% raise over 3 years, on the recommendation of the Third-Party Public Interest Commission. Since the strike involves nearly one-third of all federal public servants, both the union and the government have warned of disruptions, including what could amount to a complete halt of the tax season. Other concerns include slowdowns at the border and disruptions to immigration and passport applications. Initial negotiations began in June 2021, with the union looking for a new contract. The union declared an impasse in May 2022 and both parties filed labor complaints. Mediated contract negotiations began in early April of this year and continued through the weekend in what the union described as the government's last chance to reach a deal. Heidi Ulrichsen is Sudbury.com's associate content editor. She also covers education and the arts scene. With files from Canadian Press.